Okay, hello everybody. How you doing? I've been seeing this debate on Twitter, and I've gotten to an argument with some of our friends about it, and I just felt that we had to put this on the pod to get your. I wanted to see your thoughts. I don't know if you've seen it before.
This is the panda thing. What no, we talked about
the panda thing.
Yeah, like what do you get a panda?
No. Okay. So
I was like, more food. I'm ready to bring it.
No, we're gonna move away from food. But are there more doors or wheels in the world? I've seen this debate on Twitter a lot. Casey, if you're listening, what's up? I've argued with her a lot about it too, and she's tried to convince me otherwise of my answer, but I still like firmly believe in what my answer is. But I want to know what you think, and I won't give my answer until you tell me what you think.
I'm thinking of like a regular house, like a big building, and a car. That's like three things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Car has more windows. Buildings, it depends.
What does windows have to do with anything?
Wait, isn't that what you said?
Doors or wheels, fool.
Alright.
What the fuck? What? You thought I said windows or wheels? I think they're for sure.
No, I thought you said doors or doors.
Doors or windows?
Doors or windows. Wait, why wheels? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, let's
hold on. You said wheels or doors?
Yeah, which
so are it's the... only cars.
No.
What else has wheels?
There's a lot of shit that has wheels on it, bro.
Okay, I mean, yes, yeah, like
bikes, roller skates
that transports you.
Yeah, like roller skates. Apparently, shopping carts have wheels. Chairs that have wheels.
So I would have to make a long like a list of it.
Yeah.
So what, as a guess, in the world,
yeah. There's a lot of things that have wheels. There are a lot of wheels, like trash cans have wheels.
But then there's like apartment buildings got so many doors.
That's what I'm saying. There's like hella
a ton of doors.
Yeah. Like there's a lot of carts and stuff. Toy cars. I feel like toy cars isn't like a good argument because there's also like a lot of toy houses or like a lot of toy things.
Like if you go to a hall and like a university,
that's what I'm saying.
Go to like a bunch.
How
many doors are there?
That's what I'm saying. Like you go to a college campus, there's fucking a lot of doors, and not a lot of the kids have cars. A lot of motherfuckers at college are walking.
Like there's birds, but there's cars.
There's hella doors.
Still doesn't. Yeah. I'm gonna go with doors. That's what you said.
Okay. I just think there's a lot of doors everywhere. Like okay.
Like most people have shelter, but they don't have a car. Right? And yeah. Even if there's like other forms of transportation, like yes, bikes and people still, there's still a lot of people with no scooter, no bike.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in one.
But they go in to sleep somewhere. Like,
well, there's also a lot of homeless people too, but like. That's beside the point. But what I'm saying is I feel like there's a lot of doors, bro. I'm team doors. Like for the record, I'm team doors. I initially when this question was asked, I didn't even think wheels. No, for real, because I just in one hotel, right?
Like, okay, wait, even if you said like, oh, what about cars? There's so many cars. They all got doors.
Okay, yes. So I guess like the main argument behind it too is like things that have wheels on it always have like four or two, right? And there's a lot of them, right? Like think about all the shopping carts in the world. Think about like all the bikes in the world, all the
Is there data on this? Is there
I already really tried to look and I couldn't get anything. And I really hope someone just like
There's gotta be a way to
as a thesis paper, like kind of just releases this and like really searches for it. But I'm just thinking, bro, like
in a thread, one, just like a Twitter thread.
In one, and I guess apparently like the wheels in a watch count, but I feel like that doesn't really like count. Cause then wheels wins because there's like so many like small, tiny gears and wheels. Like,
but the toys have doors. Like there's hella toys.
That's what I'm saying. You can't use toy cars and toys as an argument because there's a bunch of little dollhouses and shit. You know what
and they
saying?
Got hella doors.
Like, exactly. So I feel like that.
You ever seen a castle?
Like a toy castle?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's hella doors in there. I feel like you can't use toys as a good measurement because that kind of offsets. I think you also can't use...
But then you kind of have to. Like if it's argument...
Yeah, but like, bro...
Like if a wheel person is arguing with you about it, they would have to bring it up. But then you have to go into the...
Yeah, like so deep cuts exactly, for cars, right? Okay, there are two-door cars, sure. Is a trunk considered a door?
Yes. Right.
Like the trunk door. Right?
Yeah. You go from the outside to the inside.
Like what is a door?
What constitutes a door?
Yeah, so apparently like a door, like a trash can cover doesn't count as a door.
I don't know if that's a door.
I don't know if it's a door. But is a trunk a door?
A trunk is a door.
Okay. So there's a lot of trunks. So no matter what, on a car, granted, some have two doors, right? They'll have two doors and four wheels and a trunk. So, and then maybe a spare tire. So Casey was saying like, oh, the spare tires. So that's an extra tire, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. But if you think about it, bro, in one building, right? Like say like in a downtown building, right? There'll be like 1,000 doors for just that one building.
And then the elevator and then the emergency doors.
Yeah. And like the bathroom door.
You got all the bathroom doors, the closets.
And just like in the Staples Center. Think about how many doors there are in like just the Staples Center. And that's just one building. And say if there's like four, I don't know how many buildings there are in the world. But if you take like on the lower end, like a house, just a basic house, right?
I'm thinking it was like, how would you do this research? Which that's what I think is pretty doable. So you just have to look at an area, and then you do it within an area.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You take different sample size. Let's say it has to be random areas in the world.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
And then you push, like measure like
yeah,
do like one square like square footage, and then you count like okay, like right here, how many like you can per
whatever the average like. Area is in the world because there's obviously places that have no doors or cars, and then in a city there's hella of both, right?
Yeah, so
you'd have to be somewhere like in the middle,
like desert, tropical, like not desert, but like you know what I mean, like different.
I was thinking maybe like a suburb,
different geographic, maybe just the states, like different areas in this, like different. Oh, you choose like five states randomly, mm-hmm. and then you go from there.
Yeah.
It's dual. I think we got to look into this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, think about, like, look, in this bitch right now, there's three doors right there.
And then the car has doors.
Yeah, but then that offsets with the wheels on the car. Right? So, like, in this room that I'm looking at right now, I guess that doesn't count because I guess on a freeway, you would see more. No, you would see the same amount. That's what I'm saying. There's a door. It's doors, bro. That has to be doors.
What was the poll? Like, what was the voting?
So I think on Twitter there's a poll. It was something like 46% doors, and then whatever 100 minus 46 is.
It's got to be pretty even.
And then the was wheels.
It's got to be pretty even. 50. See, I knew it though. We're at the.
Yeah, I'm. I don't know. Then I was being berated. Not berated, but telling me that I'm wrong. Because I said doors. And I'm just like, bro, there's hella doors. In a building, there's so many doors. Like in a skyscraper, doors. In a regular just house, apparently cabinets count too as well. A kitchen got hella cabinets, bro. Like a fridge door. Does that count as a door? Like
it counts as a door.
The that's thing you open to your fridge, yeah, is that a door?
What else is it? What else are you gonna call it?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a door.
Is a washer dryer thing open?
Yep.
Is that a door?
Like if I had to tell you the dryer's open, the wall's open, the door.
The washer door. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I said, okay, trash can covers, like the big ones, was a door. I could see how that could be wrong. But I feel like a fridge has a door, right? A fridge door is a door. There's hella fridges.
It might have two. It might have the freezer door.
It might have three, because some fridges have two fridge doors and one freezer door. You know what I'm saying? Garage doors. Some garages have multiple doors, like in a big house, that's like four doors already. Elevators. Right? You ever go to a Vegas hotel and you got to walk through two doors just to get to the casino? And there's like eight of them?
Yeah.
That's like 16 doors right there. You know what I'm saying?
Or from one suite to the other. Like,
there's actually there's like all two doors.
Yeah, there's like two.
And there's two doors.
One inside.
And a bathroom door. Think about how many doors there are in a hotel. Just like the doors of the hotel rooms. That's like 1,000 doors. That's not even considering all like the back end shit. Like, you don't even see half the hotel. There's probably like another 1,000 doors. You know what I mean? So I feel like, yes, there's wheels always come on four things, but like there's a lot of fucking buildings that have like just thousands of doors. You know what I mean? And I feel like maybe that's not the average like building, but there's a lot of fucking buildings that are really big, you know?
Like that. Did you see that big LA mansion that was for sale? The one you seen about that?
Oh, the $235 million one?
Yeah.
You know, I've actually driven by that before.
Me too.
Yeah.
We, that was a thing like in college you would go.
Yeah.
Or actually, I mean, it's been developed for too long, so I'm sure.
Yeah.
We've seen it multiple times, but it's huge. And it has like 26 pools, I think. And
26 pools?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring up the fucking Zillow. I don't believe that.
There's these. But.
But yeah, think about in that, bro. And then,
but for example, that, like, if you took that as a sample and then you looked at how many wheels, there's probably a lot of wheels from the cars you can fit inside to all the little carts. Probably there's probably carts. What else? Probably like all the compliances might have wheels or appliances,
like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, vacuums. But then think about like.
I'm just interested on how many pools this house has. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I was being told I was like crazy for thinking doors, but I feel like I'm not being that crazy. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fucking doors in the world, right? In one downtown area, I feel like there's more doors than there is wheels. Like in a work building, right? There's so many doors. In a college campus, there's so many doors. In a retail, in a mall.
Oh, there's five. Wait, I know there's a 26. I'm gonna.
Where would you even put 26 pools, Cisco?
Oh, wait.
Where would you even put 26 pools?
I don't know. But the guy lost so much money from that because no one wanted to buy it.
Are you locking in doors?
Doors. For sure, doors.
For sure.
I thought about it. I was trying to consider the wheels for a sec, like just to not be as biased, but I think I have my answer.
Yeah, like in a big apartment complex, which there's a lot of big apartment complexes, there's a lot of doors. Like if there's 300 units, that's just 300 doors right there. Not even including all the doors inside, hallway doors,
staircase like a big doors. Skyscraper could account for like just triple the wheels. Anywhere, pretty much. Think about it. Like,
can you Google,
how many floors?
Okay, Google this. We're gonna do some research. This is Cisco's job. Google how many buildings are there in the world.
4.3 billion.
Okay, so there's 4.3 billion doors in the or buildings in the world, right? Let's just say on average.
What is it? I could not.
I don't know.
That's a big number.
Like, let's just say on average, like, if you're going to take, like, okay, the most basic building will have a front door and maybe a back door, right? And a bedroom door, sure, and a bathroom door.
But what about the floors? How many floors?
No, I'm just saying, like, in a build, like, in a small house. Like, this is, like, the most basic.
Oh, you're considering a building, like...
No, okay, so here's it. Say, like... The most basic building, right? let's just say like a, what is the most basic kind of building? Like a house, right? Or an apartment or something, right? Like granted, they're going to have, has there, like not even considering cabinets or anything, there's a front door usually, right? And like a back door. Let's not even say there's a garage. And then maybe one, like in a studio, right? There's a front door and a bathroom door, right? So that's like two. So that's like, let's just assume that the smallest built, like on average, the smallest building has two, right? On the high end of that, like there's a building could have so many doors, like thousands of doors, right? So let's just say like on average, like on average, this is probably wrong, but
like two,
like four, five doors. Like the average building has five doors.
I said more. As
on average?
On average. I'd go with like 10 average. We'll keep it at five.
Okay, I'll meet you halfway. Let's just say seven. The average building, right, has seven doors. Right? Seven. What's 4 billion times seven? There's 28 billion doors. 28 billion, okay? Google how many cars there are in the world.
1.4 billion?
1.4 billion, right? Half, 80% of that 1.4 billion has four fucking doors.
I think it's just facts. The cold, harder facts.
Tell me, like, I feel like there's more doors on average, too. Like, because some buildings, like, on a high end, have, like, thousands of doors. And if you were to just average that out, like, between 1,000 and 2, it's somewhere in between, like, 2. But that's wrong, because the average building probably only has, like, maybe 7 to 10 doors. Right? To be fair. Sure, right? 28 billion doors.
Has this changed my brain to always think about this?
I went through such a fat rabbit hole doing this, and it pissed me off.
I've never heard of this, but
yeah,
I feel like I'm just going to see wheels everywhere now and doors.
Okay, because the original one was, people changed it. I remember seeing this before, but it was either doors or tires. And I feel like it was always doors in that case. But I think wheels in this case is like all wheels.
There is a lot of wheels.
There's a lot of wheels.
But it's a more fair comparison than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you like
because there's a lot of doors, so you will have to consider all the wheels, even the ones in the little wagons and carts. And
yeah, do you think keep
shopping carts
doing keeping like wheels and like watches count? Because I feel like that's like kind of like any little gears.
Are those actually, is that what they're called?
Maybe? I guess
straight up wheels.
That's what I'm saying. I think people who argue, as a door guy. I'm acknowledging that there is a lot of fucking
wheels. Please send me. I want to look at the thread of this.
Dude, it was crazy. I went through like a deep rabbit hole on it. It's similar to that thing. When was this? When we were like in high school, when it was like, is the dress blue or
blue and black or
golden, yellow, golden and white?
Whatever people were seeing, that wasn't right.
What did you see?
Black and blue.
I saw black and blue too.
Yeah.
I have a conspiracy theory on it that there was just like two pictures in circulation.
No.
Really?
I don't think so. Because optical, you've ever seen like optical illusions where actually the thing is with the optical illusions, you can trick yourself to see both.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've done that. With that one, I could never see the pink and gold or whatever that was.
Yellow and gold,
yeah,
or gold and white.
That's what was weird about it.
That's what I'm thinking too. I never saw it like the other way. So I was like, just, I don't know.
Like, what was it? Something about like the retinas, the cones.
Yeah, but you could get into like a fat or like the Vans, right? There was one with Vans too, or something like that. But I like these kind of things because it sparks like a debate online.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, and also you just kind of just give up on it because you can't really know. So you're just like.
Yeah,
you I get think to a point where just like you just give it up.
Yeah, like I get. Oh, it's like, oh, I guess
like we'll went on know. For a little while, but then it just is like, all right, like
Do you think that someone's going to do like a study on this one? I feel like some Harvard...
There has to. I'm surprised people haven't done... Like, there's people who know how to pull this data pretty...
Like, if I was a PhD student right now...
That's what you would be doing.
This is what I would be doing. Facts. Like, 100%. I'd be like, how can I accurately test to see if there's more doors or wheels? All I'm saying is I walked through a lot of doors today. Like, you don't realize it, but, like, the amount of doors you, like, come across every day is a lot. You know?
Yeah.
You always see, like, a lot of doors. I don't know. Let us know what you think. Are you team doors or are you team wheels? I guess there's no...
Remember a time during the pandemic when people were scared touches the door? Like, people were scared. Like,
I was
any
scared.
Knob. I was, like, I'm not grabbing that knob. Or you just go... Like,
yeah, you when you leave the bathroom, you take the paper towel yeah, and you open it like that?
I'm not risking it.
Okay, I have another question for you. Would you rather have a pimple in your nose or on your nose?
I don't think that I've ever had one in my... No, I feel like I've had one. I've had one in my ear. Is it similar? I probably had one in my nose. I can't remember. Oh, actually.
Yeah, if it's like...
Right here.
Yeah, if it's like there.
Yeah. The thing is, they're more painful.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's like pain versus looks. Like embarrassment versus pain.
Yeah. Right? So I guess that's what it comes down to. Like pain or embarrassment. Like, but also keep in mind, like, a fat pimple. There's like a big pimple.
I never really had those. Thank God. Even though I had a lot of pimples, I never had like the big ones. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine having one like right at the tip of it.
That would suck. They also hurt too.
And they're... Oh, I forget that.
Yeah.
Some of them do hurt.
But like, some of them hurt. I used to get those a lot in high school actually.
Inside, like, I just didn't inside.
You can just go inside?
It, yeah, like keep it hit. Even if it hurts, I'll take the pain. But at I don't least, want like... They just look at like,
yeah, like imagine you gotta like pimples. You gonna be on camera, bro? Like, what is it about pimples that's so embarrassing? You know, because I used to get so many pimples on my nose, bro, and I used to be like, oh shit, like this is embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, so
I got one recently, not on my nose, but it had been a minute. I was just like, damn. This like, business. It hurt, and it was pretty small, and I was just thinking, like, I can imagine waking up, and you go see yourself, and you're just, like, five. Like, four. And you gotta go to school.
All the kids are gonna tease you for having pimples? Yeah. It's embarrassing. I don't know what I would do. Because I recently just had a pimple in my nose, and it was the most annoying thing ever.
And the more you look at it, my mom, I don't know if it was my mom, but, like, someone used to tell me, like, they're, like, pets, like, if you pet it or like if you give it attention, it's gonna stay. I think my doctor told me that at some point. But then I tried that for a little while, like trying to avoid it, like using that. But sometimes it's just too hard to completely avoid.
That's what I'm saying. But like inside, I had a pimple like right here. And it just hurt, bro. It was just annoying. Like anytime you like, or you're like, you gotta rub your nose, or if you're like sneezing, it just like hurts, or you gotta blow your nose, you know, or maybe you need like sometimes you gotta pick your boogers. It's just like there, and I don't know how you treat that because it's like inside your nose, so you just gotta like let it go. So, I think I'm gonna go.
I had my pimple situation down to the size.
What do you mean?
Like dry? Like I knew how to dry them. I'd put like toothpaste on the. I would use like a needle and then. You know how people pop with the finger?
Yes.
I would use like a needle and go like into the little top of it and just like the pus would come out. Oh.
Do I send you those? No? Do I send you?
No.
No?
I'm actually glad you don't because I'm not really.
You don't like that?
I appreciate only some of them, but I've seen the TikToks where they're hella zoomed in. And I don't like those.
Bro.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it takes up the whole phone. No, dude. I
know you're enjoying those on your new phone. Like,
ASD. No, bro. Okay, I send them to my sister too because like sometimes like pimple popper videos, they pop up and it's so gross. You know what I'm saying? Like, ugh. But like
at the but same sometimes time, when you gotta watch it.
Sometimes when like, you first look at it, you don't even know what it is because it's so big on the phone. It's just like, whoa. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a pimple?
Like sometimes like when they're popping, like if I'm like looking at my phone like this, like I'm looking at it like this, and I see one, and I'm like, ugh, that's kind of gross. But then I'll like put it here. Just and I'll just like look at it like in the side of my eye, so I'm just not like super looking.
I think I liked it more in 2018 when like,
what would you call that? It's like my guilty. It's like a, I don't even know if that's a guilty pleasure, bro.
You can call it. I think I have that with earwax, but
oh, I love those.
Because you just feel so happy for the person. You're like, oh, like damn, yo, like, I know you can, like, I know.
Bro.
I know you. It's crisp. But the music is crisp.
Dude. Have you seen some of them,
I've seen.
I love watching
those. Those are cool.
Do you like watching those?
Yeah, I like those.
When they, like, pick it out.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a big.
There's just.
It's, I like, just a big this, fucking thing.
I thought it was the greatest invention. I was like, all right, relax. Like, it's probably not. But it's, like, a little cone that has, like, a spiral.
Okay.
And you put it in and then you like swirl it and it like brings all of it out.
I'm gonna hold on. I sent some to my sister. Maybe it's on here. And I'm gonna send it to you right now. Hold up. But no, I love those. I absolutely love those, bro. Oh, you can't find links on here? Oh, it's on my old phone. Anyway.
And then
it's just something so satisfying about it.
What's nastier? That or boogers?
I like picking my boogers.
No, like, now you're so, like, like, thing as a kid, like, if another kid was supposed to, like, rub, like,
their, a booger on,
like,
you?
Like, your earwax or, like, boogers, like, what would be worse?
Like, if someone was gonna rub it on me?
I didn't know what I said. But you know what I mean? Like, just, like.
Yeah, the thought of it.
Yeah, just, like, one or the other.
I guess
like not yourself, like now you're picking your own, but like,
yeah, because I like picking my own.
Yeah, because you're like naturally just like,
you, okay, eat. Before I answer this question, you ever, no, I'm saying like, you ever just like pick a, just a nice booger, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah,
you get what I mean? Like, you just pick your, like, you're up in
when
there.
It's like barely reachable, and you're just like,
and it's like a big one, yeah, it's like, and it's like a nice one,
and it's like.
It's satisfying. I don't know what it is about that though. Like, what is it that is so satisfying about like picking your boogers and like, it's just like, I don't know. I like my nose being clean. That's what I'm saying. Like, any mucus, I don't like there. Like, I hate getting sick. I hate when you blow your nose and there's just a bunch of like mucus coming out and boogers. You know, I hate that. Something's just very satisfying about like picking your own boogers, in my opinion. I would say boogers.
For which one? The nastier?
No. Earwax.
Yeah.
I'd rather have earwax, like someone put their earwax.
Than boogers. Because of the...
I don't know. It's like brown, but it doesn't look as gross as like a booger. You know what I'm saying?
It just smells. It can be like boogers don't really have a... But the texture of it, I get it.
Boogie, bro. Looks little boogies look kind of nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like... Earwax is just like a little brown thing, and like, I'm not gonna like, as soon as they put it there, I'm not gonna like go pull up and smell it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just earwax, oh, like gross. Damn. But
we went from like food to like just like, oh, this is
so bro. Good. But if someone put a boogie on you and it's like a nasty boogie, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see that right away, and I'm not gonna like, I'm just gonna wipe it. So I think I'm gonna go earwax. I like watching all that pimple poppers. Oh, it's like, but I'll kind of look at it, but I'll look, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
like so weird. Is that weird? I feel like other people do that too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I feel like I can't be the only one. You know, all these weird things that I do, I don't think I could be the only one. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, you're going to go on in your nose?
I kind of want to do it, but I don't have any boogers now. I think I at some point when I was like a bit older and I was really sick, I would just go to the bathroom and just like clean out my nose, and it was lit.
But boogers,
and it was
are
like
good.
A really satisfying feeling. Like, when you're boogers sick, you just like to breathe. Like, you never experience that with your, like, your, you know what I mean?
Like, nah, but you know what sucks when you're sick? Like, when your ears are plugged.
Yeah.
And you can't hear.
Oh, that sucks.
And it's just like there's pressure in there. Would you rather have, okay, so would you have, when you're sick,
Would you rather have pressure in your nose or in your ears? Like, would you rather have your ears plugged or your nose plugged when you're sick? Both suck.
Both suck. But I guess you can still breathe with your mouth, like when you can't use your nose. But your ears, but you can't hear.
You can't. Like, like you can't do nothing about crazy. It. Yeah, I feel like I'd rather have my nose. Cause I. Damn. But then, like, I hate like
when it also hasn't happened for long enough. Like my ears.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten.
Like, usually, I know how to get rid of it pretty fast. I feel like it would suck if I had to do, like, go through it, like, a couple hours. That'd be.
But like nasal spray helps a lot, so I feel like. You could fix your nose plug.
That's a great invention.
Nasal spray? Top,
yeah, top up there.
Yeah, to be honest. I don't really have anything. You have any other fun questions that you're thinking of?
I was just going to ask. I need to write more down, but do you judge people by their bumper stickers?
Yes.
Okay. For me, it's like the people have one sticker and it's just like I'm just basing your whole personality off one sticker.
No. I don't like when people put anime characters like on their car.
I see a lot of those.
Like some maybe on a sticker like on the window is okay, but if you have like a full on like anime character like on the side of
like
your,
towards the back, they like
no like look like on the whole side of the door, like as a paint job, they put a whole anime character on it. That's crazy to me. Yeah, I feel like cars shouldn't really have, like, cars aren't really like a hydro flask.
I think we'll get to a point where cars are a bit more customizable, but everybody's doing it. And then you can make it like your Tumblr page, like, just go off. But in the meantime,
I just don't think it looks aesthetically okay.
By your little stick figures and
what yeah, like, I don't care if your all six of your family members have been to Disneyland. You know what I'm saying?
Or like baby on board. Quick.
I feel like baby on board's okay because maybe there is a baby on board. But if you got a baby on board sticker, there better be a baby on board. You know, I'm okay with a baby.
But then think about it. Yeah, the baby's not on board all like a lot of the time.
Yeah,
like,
so you got to take it off when the baby's not on board. No, I also heard it's actually really dangerous to like have like any like stickers on your car indicating that you have children or that there's kids. Like a like honor roll, yeah. Like like my kid went to elementary school. That's just like yelling at sex predators or sex traffickers that like, yo, I have a.
That's wild.
Dead ass heard that.
But also, if you just see a minivan, you can assume there's probably
like yeah. If you see got a Honda, you got a Toyota Sienna, like you could just assume already that there's some kids in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't really like. I'm not really cool with the whole stickers on cars, to be honest. Like, you have a Coachella sticker on the back of your windshield. I assume you do psychedelics very often. You know what I mean?
I've recently been seeing a lot of the stay away or like, don't get too close to me type stickers.
Yeah.
And then I find some funny, like the... Like the ones hating on Prius, even when it's like,
I literally just thought about hey, stop, I'm driving a Prius. Yeah. Like, as a Prius driver, why would you put something about you driving a Prius on your Prius? That's just like not helping anything. Like, maybe you're just like making fun of it, but I would never put like, oh wait, I'm a bad driver as a Prius driver. We're not all Prius drivers are not bad drivers. What the fuck?
I've also seen like stickers on non-Prius that are like, fuck your Prius.
It's like,
what? Yeah, like, why so great?
Like, okay, look, bro, people hate on having a Prius, right? I know you're not hating on this Prius with these gas prices, though, motherfucker. Yeah, I just never got the hate. Like, I like my Prius, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it the most sexy car? No. Does it get 50 miles a gallon? Yes. All right. Also, too, gas prices are really high right now. I know it sucks for everybody. But you ever see those tweets, bro, where it's like, oh, I don't even look at the gas prices. What am I going to do? Not fill up? Like, okay. But you could just acknowledge that it's fucking high. Cool kid. You ever see those? Like, I know. Look, we all got places to go. We all got shit to do. We all have to go somewhere, right?
you're going to have to put some fucking gas in your car at some point. Yes, I get it. But to say like, oh, I don't even look at it. I just fill up. Because what am I going to do? Not fill up? Like, yeah, you're going to fill up. But fucking acknowledge but, that it's yeah. $9 a gallon. Jesus. Yeah, is that normal? That's not
it
normal.
Was, it was a better time on Twitter when we were all complaining about the
gas. Bro, rate. Look, you're going to... Look, I got to fill up my car. To get here, I had to fill up my car. Sure. Yeah. Right? Cool. Did I like that the fucking gas was $6 a gallon? No. Did I still put gas in my car? Yeah, I did. So they said like,
oh. But there are a lot of people now on Twitter that are like, just I'm like, make more money. Nobody cares about the prices. Or like, people that are like, political with it. Like,
yeah. Like, just get your fucking ass up and work.
Yeah. Or
look. I'm all about like working hard and changing your life trajectory. Yeah.
Or no.
But gas people, should not be $6.
No, the people that are like, my people are like, Joe, the gas price, these gas prices is kind of high. And then they'll be like, is this not his fault? Like, is that up to him? It's like, can you enjoy the joke?
Yeah. But, like, maybe, okay, look, gas prices are an internationally decided market thing, right? Like, from an economic standpoint, I'm pretty sure. Gas is freely traded at an international
market. But am I going to blame Joe for it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Is it all his fault? Probably not. Is it fun to scapegoat? Yeah. It but, bro, you could acknowledge that gas is high. We all have to fill up our cars. You know what I mean? Have you seen those tweets, though? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got to fill up either way, so why am I going to look at it?
Inflation is real.
Yeah, like, bro, do you know?
And I think it's important. I don't know if it's important, but it's cool to have that to be able to measure inflation with gas prices because we all look at them. Like, everywhere you go, you kind of just notice. You peep at the gas prices.
That's facts.
When you go to the grocery store, you're not looking at this, like, cents difference in pretty much anything. Maybe when, like, maybe the one item buys that I have, like, my Monster might be a little more expensive. But when I go grocery shopping, like, it is what it is.
I also saw a tweet that said, you'll know when inflation is really bad when Arizona iced teas are not 99 cents anymore. No, look.
Are they still?
Probably. I don't know. McGangbangs are not $2 anymore, so that says something.
How much are they?
Well, you got to do a two for $3.50, so that's like $3.50.
Damn.
Tough, right? But yeah. I all the people like, oh, just make more money. It's like, bro, like, that's not always.
I remember as a kid, whenever people talked about inflation, I feel like that the thing of measurement was milk, like a gallon of milk, right? Was that
like these bananas?
Milk is going up. Like, now we don't even drink milk. Now we're like, drinking like fucking oat milk.
Yeah, oat milk is expensive either way.
Like, yeah, like we were used to the expensive.
Like if you're buying oat milk regularly, you shouldn't be worrying about inflation. Inflation is not your problem. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, gas prices are high. That's another thing too. What's another fun joke I can make? That's pretty much been it. Like, gas prices. I know it sucks for you.
I don't want to
talk about it. How much does it cost to fill up your
tank? I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what
I'll tell you next time.
That's where we'll end it. Yeah. I feel like
come back to hear.
No, I can't. I'm going to just guess, like, in my head. But God.
I'm just trying to drive. Less today, maybe that's why I was in a great mood today. I was just driving a lot. And I was just like,
I know when you go to fill up, like when your shit hits empty, I know you're pissed. I know you're not.
I've been trying to avoid letting it be empty,
so you
because that's gonna hurt.
So you rather like,
so now when it gets to the halfway point, which is this is growth because we've talked about how bad it's been for me, but now when it gets just towards the end. Fill it back up, and it's less. It's the same amount, but it makes you feel better. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what's crazy? Shaq said the same thing.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I'll send you the clip, but he said you the same thing. Shaq.
Big brain?
Hey.
Big brain?
I guess that makes sense, though, because if you're just, like, always, you'll, like, say your tank was $100 to fill up. Hypothetical. Yours is probably more. Anyway, if like, a full tank is $100, right, you drive $50 worth and you put $50 in again, right? Seeing just putting 50 multiple times hurts your mental
less than seeing it fill up 100 once, right? What's the psychology behind it?
But it's, I don't know, there is psychology, but there is mathematically it's the same shit, right?
No, 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 mathematically it adds up to the same amount of fucking gas. Yeah. But like something up here, something, yeah, it's like a mental thing. Anyway, okay.
Something about not having to drop a Benjamin.
Yeah, dude, if you're dropping you're dropping a Benji on gas. Look, anytime you fill up your car, that bitch should not be in the triple digits. That's all I'm saying. Like, that should not be the case.
And when
like,
it does, I'm a walk.
Okay, realistically, at what point gas you start like, okay.
The funny thing is like the walking part is only funny if, like, it doesn't apply to a lot of my friends. Like, I know you're not gonna walk.
I mean, he's right.
I have friends who notoriously don't like walking, but
I hate walking. Dude, okay. Yeah. I think if it was like $9, $9, we might have to like figure something out.
Or know? Also, what is the cap when we're all going to like protest? Is there a number? I've been wondering that. Like, people don't think it's like, people are still not like we were saying, some people still don't think it's worth talking about. But yeah. Does it get to a point where we all
get pissed?
Like,
if all of our wages and money that we're making isn't going up with it, right?
It isn't. Yeah.
It's not. It's not, it's not going to either. I'm sure. But I think if gas hits $10, something's gonna happen.
Right. I'm gonna hit the streets.
We're gonna be in the streets.
We will make.
I'm gonna storm the Capitol.
Posters. We're gonna be out. We're gonna be at the Shell. You know that Shell Mid City? You know what I'm talking about?
The one that has.
That's always had the high prices.
Dude, it was like that before it was that expensive. I'm gonna be outside and be like, it's you guys.
All right. Thank you for coming to the inflation episode.
Yeah, thank you for coming to listen to us complain about gas. We thank you guys for listening to us complain for about an hour. Let us know on social, one, if you think wheels or doors, and two, at what point with the gas prices do you start considering other modes of transportation? So those are the two things that we will leave for this episode. And until next time, we'll catch y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.